Even the White House couldn't resist weighing in on the nationwide debate over whether the Redskins' Robert Griffin III should have been kept in Sunday's game in which he went down with that gruesome knee injury. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney.
It was painful to watch. You know, I'm not a football coach, but it sure seemed like, as remarkable a player as he is, he wasn't in a position to continue playing.
He then added, I just got myself in trouble. RG3 had surgery today. Orthopedist James Andrews did the work. He says Griffin had a direct repair of the lateral collateral ligament and a redo of his previous ACL reconstruction. Andrews says he's hopeful Griffin will play next season. Now, before we get to that cold, hard business of professional football, we know many thoughts and prayers are out here tonight that RG3 gets better and quickly. You can send him a Get Well tweet tonight. You use the hashtag GetWellRG3. The number 3 is included there.
A lot of people doing so already. By the way, a little while ago, Dimitri sat down with WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace. He asked him whether RG3 still embodies that bright future for the Skins with him in the captain's chair.
Well, let's hope so, Dimitri. I think that we've seen the way he has bounced back before. We saw the ACL injury in 2009, the motivation that he had to get back from that, and everything that we saw from him this year. So nothing is that would lead me to believe otherwise. Now, let's keep in mind also that this is another ACL on the same knee. So this is now twice that they've repaired this ACL on the right knee. You know, is he going to be able to run 4.3 speed again? I don't know. He was a track star in college. We love the speed that we saw earlier this year. That is what made him Robert Griffin III. So I think that there's no reason for me to believe otherwise that he will not bounce back from this, continue to be a leader of this franchise for years to come.
Some people argue that it may no longer be 4.3, but even 4.6, 4.7, plus his intelligence, plus his throwing skills, still makes him a superstar.
And that's the thing, too, and I think that we can't talk about that enough, too, that about his arm. And, he is a great quarterback. If he has to stay in the pocket and deliver the football, we've seen signs this year that he can do that with his strong arm. But we also see the way he can get outside of the pocket and use the leg. So you're right. A 4.3 Robert Griffin III, great. But, you'll take a 4.6, 4.7, unless, I don't think you and I are running those speeds anymore. So not anymore anyway, back in the day
right.
We used to. But you would take that if, as far as the whole package is concerned for him playing quarterback.
Does this end any talk of trading backup quarterback Kirk Cousins? He helped the team win one game this season when Robert had to go out. And, of course, he got a second win as a starter. Wish he had done more at the end of the Seattle game, but I kind of feel like they just threw him in there shell-shocked way too late to turn that game around.
I think they'd just gotten away from everybody at that point. But to your question, they can't trade with Kirk Cousins right now. You cannot do it. And if you get feelers in the offseason, I think with the uncertainty that you cannot afford to do it. You saw what Kirk Cousins can do in this offense. That's why you drafted him. Mike Shanahan, like I've said before, took a lot of flack for drafting him, but it paid off. He ended up winning a football game and helped get this team to the playoffs. So you may need him to start next year. You don't know how this rehab's going to go. Off-season program. I also think they may bring in another veteran quarterback for training camp. Not sure it'll be Rex Grossman, but I don't think Kirk Cousins is going anywhere.
Now, along with putting together this amazing string of wins this past season, RG3 really helped to put the Skins back on the lips of everyone in the metro area, not just the diehard fans that will go to the games no matter what. People who never watch football, they were watching Sunday night in the Seattle game. It's the kind of thing that brought us to the old days of when the Redskins united the area and nobody was thinking of anything else on a Sunday except the Skins. What happens now in terms of marketing this team with RG3? How much can they promise to us as fans when the recovery is obviously unclear?
And that's a great question. You saw exceptional ratings for games with him in the game, even the playoff game, one of the highest on Fox. We saw the Sunday night ratings through the roof with Robert Griffin III. So, I think that what he has done for this team, like you mentioned, to put him back on the map, I still think that the excitement and the enthusiasm is there. I think next year you will see the same excitement because, if he does get back the start of the season, a quarter way through the season, you're still going to have the fans, I think, out there going to be anxious to see his every move and what he does. Just look at the way we were all hinging on every move that he made, from training camp this year and what he was doing. So I still think the enthusiasm will be there. I think that, he brought this team back this year and the excitement is back. And let's, you know, let's look at it. They're defending NFC East champs now going into next year. So I think you will still see that.
And everybody loves a comeback story.
Right, absolutely. And look, Peyton Manning sat out the year. Look what he's doing this year. Granted, he's been in the league just a little bit longer than Robert Griffin III. But still, the point, Tom Brady went out in the first game of that year when he had the ACL injury. He came back and has played at an exceptional level. So I think once he does get back, and everything that we've learned, I think, Dimitri, about Robert Griffin III this year is that he settles for nothing with the best, right? I mean, the way he's come out, the way he accepted the captaincy after the bye, and he led this team to victory, and he put them on their back. So I think he's going to be out to prove that again when he comes back and will play at a high level.
That's WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace.